Hey, welcome to The After Show, which is the podcast on warm1013.com with the three morning folks, Tony, Christy, Nikki. And speaking of names, you know how we always blame Karen for everything?
Karens. They always want to talk to the manager.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the United Kingdom, there are two names, Colin and Tracy, that basically are worse than Karens. Colin's such a British name, I think. There's a lot of Colin and Nigel. Everybody I know.
Nigel, yes.
Any English person I know is either named Nigel or knows someone named Nigel. But Tracy are the ones that are the Karens over there. So,
really?
Yeah, interesting stuff. So
glad no Nikki's were mentioned here.
No Nikki's
or Christie's.
No, well, Christie's just a foregone conclusion.
Oh,
Say what?
So
I know a lot of Karens. Maybe that means something.
What a shock!
I have a stepmom named Karen. Oh, I have an aunt Karen.
Well, Christy, birds of a feather is all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. So who's up next? I'm looking for this other thing I want to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, I went to Axes and Ales on Friday night with my girls. It was so much fun. I was the ringer. I'm just saying.
No, I was not.
You weren't?
I was the MVP.
Okay. You had the score at the end of the game that pushed you over to
twice.
Twice.
That won it.
You did the walk-off home run. That's what you did twice.
That's right. I was the hero.
I like it.
So this is my thing. So I told Jason I want to put one in our backyard.
Yes. Do it.
This is a great idea, right?
A great idea.
Christy, let me just preface this. You want to put an axe throwing thing in your backyard?
Yes. Okay, we have plenty of room.
So your husband has a lot of guns because he's a hunter.
Yes, and now we'll have axes because you could go around and do this professionally, Tony. Uh-huh. This could be my next career. I am that good.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Let me ask you this. Not for nothing, Ms. 315. So you're going to put the axes thing in your backyard. Do you have like an old couch back there and they can have a refrigerator next to it?
No, but that's a great idea. I do have an old couch in my basement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bring that out. Let me set the stage.
An old TV.
I gave it a TV, so you can put that out there.
Yeah, put that in there.
Now you have a refrigerator that has a tap on it and beer comes out, right?
Yes.
I had a feeling.
Easy peasy. Done.
All right, glad we solved it. Oh, and then we went to dinner at Pane Vino on the Avenue, which was amazing.
Oh, love it there.
Love Renee. She helped us get the reservation, so it was fabulous. It was just a fun time. It was a fun night out. And I was explaining everything to my son the other day, and I said, I won the game, both games. And he goes, but you didn't do the legwork. Like, he actually said that.
Like, what do you mean legwork? What's the legwork?
52 point or 50, the other 50 points leading up to the 2 points we needed at the end to win. Right. No, okay, I didn't. Okay. But it doesn't matter. I got the two.
You know why he knows that? Because he does the legwork on his team.
Okay. Must be.
And he scores the winning run.
He goes, but who did the legwork? I go, it wasn't me. But still, I won. Winner, winner.
Chicken dinner. Okay. Right. I spent part of my weekend with my neighbors. You guys probably know I've sold my house. I haven't closed yet, so I'm still there. Mm-hmm. But I have the best neighbors ever. They're the Gustafsons. Mm-hmm. They both worked at RIT for years, so they're people that in the community probably know them. But I just lucked out so much. I remember when we had a windstorm. They let me use their generator when they got power back and I didn't. Like, they've taken care of me like a daughter, what I mean? And so I went over to their place. We said we're going to have one glass of wine. We finished a bottle of wine and had a bunch of snacks and just reminisced. And they actually gave me all these things to remember Chai Lai by. And she was actually going all over town trying to find things that said Chai Lai that she could give me.
Aww.
She goes by the Chai Lai Paul Wegmans. They don't have anything that says Chai Lai Paul. She went by the library, which was actually closed, and they're moving over to the new center. She went by the West Side Y. Hey, you guys got something? They gave her an old workout schedule.
Wow. Oh, geez.
That said West Side Y. Finally, she goes to the liquor store. I have a Chai Lai liquor store bottle opener now, guys.
Yay!
To remember my neighborhood, my first home.
Ah, that's cute.
Nice.
They're so sweet.
So I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Irrelevant. This is his name is Grant Stewart, and in the NFL draft, he was picked 259th, which is the last pick.
Aww.
Tampa Bay picked him up.
Hey, at least he was picked.
Yeah. He's
a
linebacker.
He was a
captain at the University of Houston, an all-ACC player in the last two seasons with the Cougars. He had a rough childhood. His parents were divorced. His mom was, a drug addict and worked in the sex trade. His father hasn't been around. It's been a rough life for this kid.
Yeah, wow.
Aww.
But so they picked him. But I didn't realize there were 259 draft picks.
Me
so
either.
Who knows? Maybe, you know, he got picked by the Bucks, and I guess they call all the people picked last as Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant.
The terrible name.
Oh, that is sad.
That's just a terrible name.
You don't want your kid to be Mr. Irrelevant.
No, no.
Oh, he has long hair, guys.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of dudes with long hair playing
baseball
and football.
I don't get it.
It's funny. There's some
it's in right now.
Yeah, it's in. You know, I mean, but it's like really weird, really long hair. And I'm thinking, if you're playing football, you don't
like,
want
I'm
that.
I'm going to grab. Don't you see? Have you never seen girl fights? Do you know what happens to girl fights? You grab the hair, okay?
Yeah.
Did Tom Brady ever have a man bun?
Oh, my. He better not.
He must have. He must have. He's
like
had
he
everything
did.
Else. He probably wore it with his Uggs.
I wonder if he has Crocs now.
Apparently he does.
He had quite the outfit on this weekend, I think.
Oh yeah, honey, people were saying he looked like the Roger Rabbit guy.
Yes.
And the hat. What was up with his hat?
I don't know.
Hey, listen, when you can, you know, play like Tom, you can wear whatever you want.
And have a wife like
he's
Tom.
He's had a man bun.
Of course he's had a man
of
bun.
Of course.
Man, I tell
you.
Who
framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
That was a great movie, man. So things are opening up, as we can tell. Two signs that things are opening up. Business attire is starting to pick up as far as people buying it. So people are going back into the office. So sales of, like, you know, nicer clothes are coming up.
Thank God.
And condoms.
I'm tired of the yoga pants all over town. I'm sorry.
And condom sales are up.
Oh, gosh.
Way up.
Oh,
way
oh
up.
My goodness.
Yes. So people are getting ready for a busy summer.
Wow.
Well, maybe that should have been happening all during the pandemic.
Well, you know what? There's not a baby bust. There's not a baby boom.
That is very odd to me.
Too much togetherness.
I'm thinking people just don't want to do it.
Divorce rates are up.
You know? Divorce rates, I'm sure, are going to be up.
This is why I remembered you annoyed me. Okay, good.
That's exactly
like how you feel, right?
Exactly.
But
yeah.
Don't think about that, Nikki, because you're getting married.
You're getting married.
So don't even think about that.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, time to play who had the higher IQ?
Me.
Marilyn Monroe or Albert Einstein?
Well, Albert.
Nope.
How's that possible?
Why, how is that even possible?
Marilyn Monroe's IQ is 133 and Albert Einstein's was 160.
Wait, what?
Yep.
116 or 160?
160. So she beat him by 3 points.
And she was what?
She was 163.
No freaking way.
Look it up.
How's that possible?
She played the dumb blonde. You have to be pretty smart to play dumb and do what she did. Okay?
I don't know.
And that girl, she did a lot. But she was also...
I want to know who administered those IQ tests. Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, where's her quantum theory or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really, I know.
So anything above 130 is considered very high.
Yeah. I have no idea what mine is. I don't think it's 130.
Yeah, I don't want to know what mine is.
Oh, I've taken one before.
Have what? You? It's what? Huh?
Yeah.
What? Huh?
Mine's like 148.
You really? You had your IQ tested?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Like, wow, Christy, we got a genius.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. So that's interesting. I'd like, you know, it's the other thing I don't know and I don't want to know is my SAT scores. I never
don't
found
remember?
Out. I don't think I ever found out what they were, to be honest with you.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that is funny. You didn't need them for college.
I did, but I didn't.
He gave them the information, and then he forgot about it. That's what happens.
Yeah, so
with
I don't have a clue.
With men, they forget.
So, we don't, you know, and I don't want to know because I don't. First of all, I was never a believer in the SAT, and now they're finally they're coming around to my way of thinking. A lot of colleges are not, you know, doing the SAT and the ACTs anymore. They're just saying, you know, because trust me, I think my problem with all those exams are they ask the questions in a way to try to trick you, mm-hmm. which I don't think is the smart way to ask a question. Why would you try to trick me into getting the wrong answer? If I know the information, why do you have to come about it at a roundabout way? So I always had a problem with that.
My theory here, Tony wasn't a good test taker.
Exactly. There are certain things I can't test on at all. But I just thought it was, and I was angry at mm-hmm. that whole, why are you asking it this way? This is stupid.
Oh, see, God. I didn't take the SATs. I took the ACTs.
I took ACTs as well.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. I did good
on
that.
Ages, oh, yeah, we didn't have
that. I got
into
the University of Michigan.
We were good uh-huh. test takers, so we're like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. What's your problem? Why did you struggle? No, I'm kidding.
Seriously, Tony, what's your problem with these trick questions? I mean, gosh.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
I mean, seriously, not everything's like some conspiracy theory.
Actually, I think everything is now.
Oh, you're at that point now, huh?
You sound like my fiance.
Don't. No, by the way, for you, Christy, today is Paranormal Day. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. Who's going to see ghosts tonight?
80% of people believe in ghosts.
Yeah, because there is. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it's not true.
There's a spiritual world out there, right?
I do not, no.
So you don't think there are evil spirits? Or
He does not.
Oh, no. Wow.
No, I don't think there's that. I think we're just biology. I think we're biology, okay? And that's it, okay?
Huh.
So, no, I don't believe there's any ghosts, okay? None. Hmm. All right. Sorry. All right. Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, we'll have to make sure he has an experience before death.
Instead of Christy, Tony.
That's right. All right. That's our podcast. Warm1013.com. Share it with your friends and all your socials, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the radio. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.